For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it's not a star is born, but a star will be placed on the Plaza of the Stars tonight. Pretty exciting.
It is. Mary-Kate O'Connell is getting her star. I think it's actually in place. They just sort of unveil it and induct her tonight.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. It's curtain up, and everyone will be downtown. Wonderful good time. Every theater up and running, and Mary-Kate being inducted into the Plaza of Stars.
It's right there across from what they're now calling Shea 710 Main.
Mm-hmm.
So we've both been out and about, and we both saw Gypsy out at Musical Fair Theater. Big shout out to Marina Lorendi playing the role of Gypsy. She starts off as the gawky Louise and then transforms like the ugly duckling into the swan. She becomes Gypsy Rose Lee. Pretty darn cute. And great performances by the three who try to teach her how to be a stripper, Charmaine Chi, Maria Drost, and Michelle Marie Roberts. That, to me, was probably the high point of the show. They were really high energy.
That's awful. Well, Gypsy is such a wonderful musical and always pleasurable, even in sort of middling production. Productions of Gypsy are always recalled by the actress who plays Rose. There's the Merman Gypsy, the Lansbury Gypsy, the Lupone Gypsy, the Tyne Daly Gypsy, and this one is Lorraine O'Donnell's. And I think that they've placed an awful lot of the pressure to carry the show on Lorraine for a show that was really structured around Rose. It's what happens in the wake of Rose. Ethel Merman, a powerful performer, but a limited dramatic actress. She had one talent for squaring off and singing at the audience. And the numbers are staged like that, but not calibrated very precisely or very satisfyingly in this production. Still, Gypsy is always, always enjoyable. And so would I recommend it? Sure. You know, when how often do you get to see Gypsy live? Just, you know, once or twice a year.
Well, it's up at Musical Fair through October 9th, so take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
And Dinner with Friends for real old-fashioned straight theater. Wow, characters right in front of you at Road Less Traveled. I thought it was pretty darn powerful.
I thought it was beautifully done. The acting is just wonderful, a terrific ensemble. The scenes are beautifully directed. It's so good, in fact, that I wished that they had paid more attention to the transition between the scenes, and particularly that clunking stop at the end of the play before the curtain call. The work they have done is too good to leave those matters unattended to. But if we give a little pass on all of that, the meat of the scenes is really, really marvelous. About two married couples, one couple coping with the divorce of their longtime friends and trying to understand what's happening in the relationship of these other two people, which you can never do. There's one 11th hour surprise that's just a fabulous zinger, which calls everything that has happened all evening into question. And it's delightfully worth the wait. In this beautiful play by Donald Margulies.
And I don't know about you, but I feel as if I knew each of the characters on stage. I'm sure everyone in the audience felt that way. Oh, that's just like, so-and-so. Isn't that just like our neighbor? Whatever.
Other people. It's always like other
people. Well, of course, other people.
Other people.
We don't behave like that.
Right.
It's a comedy, but it's kind of not too full of jokes, unfortunately. Don't talk to the actors over at the Cavanocchi.
I guess this is Tom Dudzik's homage to the theater and to the craft of a playwright. And, funny story, that day I was going to see it, and I was on the telephone with my mother, who is 90, and said, Mother, I've got to go. I have to go to the theater. What are you going to see? I said, I'm going to see a silly comedy, a silly backstage comedy called Don't Talk to the Actors. And she said, fast as could be, oh, I saw that years ago with Deddy Dillon.
Wow.
But I forgot. She was in Buffalo. She went to Curtain Up, and she saw it when it was at Studio Arena Theater. So this production is directed by Tom Dudzik himself at the Cavanocchi Theater.
And last week, I know I was so admiring of Subversive Theater for finding a musical that fits their mission to a T.
There are many musicals that fit their mission to a T, certainly.
Well,
certainly.
Name a few.
Every musical. This one, very overtly, it is about life in a repressive town where you have to pay to use the facilities, and punishment is very, very severe if you don't. So it's a send-up of bad government, and it's really so clever and funny. They are doing a wonderful production of You're in Town, which is a parody of the Kurt Weill, Bertolt Brecht musicals. It's hilarious, dark comedy, wonderfully cast, beautifully staged, just marvelously good choreography, directed by Jeff Coyle, who also plays Officer Lockstock. Fun to remember what a marvelous musical You're in Town is.
Well, I have heard nothing but rave reviews from the folks who've already gone. Fortunately, it's up through October 15th, so we all have a couple of weeks to get over there.
Right.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.